Social media really does allow people to project their lives out there, and in a way, people want their lives to be seen. So you oftentimes see people living glamorous lives, doing what people call flexing, and that's mostly just seen on Instagram. And the problem with that is it creates an idea that that is the now current standard of living, and it can really make you feel inferior if you don't have the same things that those people have, giving you a sense of, like, not necessarily worthlessness, but just you not as impactful as you potentially could be in society.
How I think social media affects people's health, mental health, is that we've been in a society where we think we can get anything from the social media, and we're mostly judged by how much likes we get. And mostly, a lot of people believe a lot of stuff on social media.
I think it affects people's mental health because they always have a mirror put up in front of them. It's a lot of, this is how I am, and this is how I'm supposed to be.
Say good and bad. Bad because it usually gives more people a way to do negative things, and a good way gives people more of a way to connect and find more friends.
I'm really just a lurker on most things. I'm not a huge poster. I just follow a bunch of artists. My Instagram's just a portfolio, so it's just a bunch of photos there. And my Twitter and Reddit, not Reddit so much, but my Twitter's just retweets, and Reddit I just occasionally post to some forums.
If we're talking about Instagram, I like looking at the stuff there, like memes.
I think that people just get addicted to the validity of it. They get addicted to people telling them they're pretty, people telling them they're successful, people telling them they're envious of them.